This message is brought to you by the Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The 2010 Quality Conferences will take place in Orlando, Florida at the Marriott World Center Resort from March 22nd to 25th. Educate yourself and invest in your career.
Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality. Each year, Quality conducts a survey of more than 800 manufacturers and a range of criteria. The companies are then ranked, and we release our Quality Leadership 100 list of some of the top manufacturing companies. This year's top-ranked company was Advanced Instrument Development, or AID, of Downers Grove, Illinois. AID was also ranked our number one company in the Quality Leadership 100 in 2008. The company is an independent manufacturer of ionization chambers for diagnostic medical X-ray systems. Gillian Campbell, editor of Quality, spoke with Jim Owen, quality manager of the company, about AID's accomplishments, and he begins by discussing changes that the organization has gone through since 2008.
2 years ago, I don't believe we were certified for the CE mark, and we are now, to sell our product in Europe. And we also have the Canadian certification. We do have a couple customers up there, and they do require that. And of course, to be certified in these, we have to be audited, you know, by our auditing company. We use UL for that. And the European one is a CMDD. And then, of course, we're certified for ISO 9001 and also ISO 13485, which is like 9001, only more strict because it's for the medical industry.
In regards to quality, what advice can you share with companies who might be struggling in today's environment?
It depends on your customer base. It's what they want. Now, being a medical component manufacturer, we're required to be certified by some certifying agent, you know, or agents, component, you know, like ISO 9001 and 13485. And then to sell in Europe, you know, we need the CE mark, and we have that also. And, you know, you have to go through a lot of auditing processes with these companies, and you have to be knowledgeable on all the various rules and regulations, Canadian Medical Device Directive and also the European Device Directive, too.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the company?
We did move to a new location. We have a nice location here, and it's a little more state-of-the-art than the old place was. Our product is static-sensitive, and everybody complies in the company with, you know, using static control methods of handling the product. Over there, we had a floor that was waxed that was static conductive. Well, now here we have a static conductive epoxy floor, and it's much nicer, and, you know, it's very easy to maintain. You just wipe it, mop it up with clear water, whereas we were, you know, adding this wax and checking it. We still check this, you know, we have to make sure it's conductive, and that's something new that's been added in this new facility.
Are there any other things that have been implemented? You said it's a little bit more state-of-the-art. Anything else that you can talk about that's been added?
Well, this is more than 2 years ago. We were using, we have a very small circuit board. It's probably an inch and a half wide by about 7 inches long. And we were using through-hole components. And now we're using surface mount, and we're gradually moving over to lead-free soldering. One of the components inside the ionization chamber itself was lead-coated, and we came up with another material that removed the lead totally out of there. So there's no lead in there, and right now the only lead is in the solder, and it's only 40%, and it's such a small board. I don't think we even have a gram of lead total in each board, but still we're trying to reduce that to zero. However, with the lead-free solder, there is a problem that it grows whiskers, and our components aren't that small where it could pose a problem, but we're still using lead until it's mandatory. We don't have to take it out because that's a reliability problem if you don't have the lead in there. I believe the military doesn't go with totally lead-free. They want lead in their stuff because it's reliable for soldering.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality. For more information on AID, visit www.aidxray.com. Also, don't forget to check out our Quality Leadership 100 list in our February issue and on our website at qualitymag.com.
This message is brought to you by the Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The 2010 Quality Conferences will take place in Orlando, Florida at the Marriott World Center Resort from March 22nd to 25th. The conferences are filled with education and networking events, hands-on technology updates, real-world insights, and strategies. Educate yourself and invest in your career. Visit qualitymag.com/QMC for more information and sign up today.